We continue our learning. We're in Adios, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dal. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We spoke about Zochalin, where flowing water, water that's flowing as a river, has the status of Mei Mayan, and therefore people who need Mayim Chayim, Azav, Metzora, etc., can use that as their special mikvah. But if Zochalin, the Mishnah is here to teach us, if Zochalin, let's say, passes into some type of kli, passes over vessels, so then it has the status of a mikvah, it no longer has the status of a mayan. Question is, what's considered a kli for this purpose would now make this water into mikvah water and no longer a mayan water? And if it's mikvah water, well, if it's flowing, then no one can be mitahar themselves in there. And if it's stationary, only certain people can be mitahar themselves, and it's no longer a mayan. So, hey, Rabbi Tzaduk al Zochalin shekilchan ba'ale egos. Here, what you did was, it was a flowing spring water that a person channeled with the leaf of a walnut. The outer part of the walnut has this leaf, and the leaf has an interior space to it, but nonetheless, you know, it may not be considered, just because it has an interior space doesn't mean that has the status of like a funnel or of a kli of some sort. So Rabbi Tzaduk, in fact, testified that Shehin Ksherim, that water is considered kosher, which means it still has the status of flowing spring water. It's kosher for Mechatas, the Tevila of Azav and Metzora. As we explained, we don't say that the water becomes disqualified because it went through a kli by going through this, going over the leaf of the walnut. Maisa, though, Mishnah says, Maisa hiya ba'ahalya. Ahalya is the name of a place. Uva maisa lefnei lishkas ha'gazes v'chshiru. In fact, such a case happened where there was Zochalin, the Meimayon water that was flowing, and it went over this leaf of an egos, and the case came all the way up to the lishkas ha'gazes, Sanhedrin ha'gadol, in the Beis HaMikdash, and they permitted the water from Mechatas and the Tevila of Zavin and Metzora, like the halacha of Zochalin. Perek Zayin Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochim, Ish Hadar. That's the name of a place. There's one explanation at least. Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochim, Ish Hadar testify the following: Al Kalal Shel Chatas. Kalal is a type of kli. It's a jug of made out of stone, made of earthenware, shel chatas, which means that there is the ashes of the paraduma inside, shenisano al gabe hasheretz, and you place that jug that has the ashes of the paraduma inside, you put it on top of the sheretz, shehu tameh, and that it's considered that he says that this has the status of becoming tamei. This means tamei, the afer of the paradume, can no longer be used to purify people who are tamei meis. Now, the sheretz we're speaking about, obviously, is a dead sheretz, one of the eight shrotzim that the Torah describes in Parsha Shmini, which has a high level of tumah, which is an avatuma. But nonetheless, if you think about it logically, based on the laws of tumah v'tara, if you have an earthenware vessel, let's say, that's touching a sheretz, nothing should permeate. The outside of we've mentioned in the past, outside of the earthenware vessel does not become tummy, only the inside or the airspace. But the outside protects everything that's inside from becoming tummy. So what should the problem be? So the Tanakhama holds that it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. It's where it says Va'asaf ish tahor es efer apara v'hiniach michutz la'machane b'makom tahor. The pasuk says that the ashes have to be placed in a makom tahor, and a jug that has paraduma ashes inside that's placed on top of a dead sheretz is, although the laws of tumah would not say that the ashes become tummy, nonetheless, you can't tell me that the ashes are in a makom tahor. A dead sheretz is officially a place that's tummy, and therefore the chachamim say, although the jug doesn't become tummy, nonetheless, the ashes inside do become tummy because they're not placed in a makom tahor. So this was the testimony of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochim following the chumrah of the chachamim. She Rabbi Eliezer mitahar, says the Mishnah. Of course, the Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that the ashes are tahor, the kli is tahor. It can't penetrate to touch the ashes. The fact that it's sitting on top of a dead sheretz should not have any effect. according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't have to be Makom Tor. Yeah, it is. The ashes are the Makom Tor. They're in the Kli, and the Kli is the Makom Tahor. Another halacha. Hey, Rabbi Papias, Al Misha Nazar Shteni Zirios. Not that long ago, we learned about Nazirus. The Mishnah here says, Rabbi Papias testified, someone took upon himself two terms of Nazirus. And what did we learn? What is he teaching us about that? Shem Gilach es harishono yom shloshim. If literally he shaved, concluded the first one on the 30th day, Shem Megaleach hashnia yom shishim. The second one he can do on the 60th. We learned this in Maseches Nazir, and we gave an introduction over there to this topic. We know Stam Naziris is 30 days. We mentioned this even in our Masechta, in the fourth parak. And what happens to the Nazir who was a Stam Nazir for 30 days? So on the 31st day, he's Megalech, he shaves, and he brings the Karbonos. What would happen to someone who took upon himself two Nazirios? So we would say, okay, after the 30th day, on that 31st day, he's going to shave and begin his Karbonos and begin to count his second Nazirus. And then at the end of that second Nazirus, which is the 61st day, remember that 31st day, he begins the Karbonos, and that becomes the first day as well. On the that counts as both the day of Tahara, of the first, not of Tahara, the day of concluding the first Naziris and the beginning of the second Naziris. He begins on that 31st day to count the second Naziris, and therefore on day 61, he completes his second Naziris. So Rabbi Papias came to teach us that in Gilach es harishon yom shloshim, if let's say, not on the 31st day, but rather on the 30th day is when he did his giluach, he did the shaving and the karbanos, we learn in Nazir Paragimel the following, Misha Omar Hareini Nazir Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad Vim Gilach Yom Shloshim Yasa. We said ideally you're supposed to do the complete, you're supposed to count a complete 30 days, and only on the 31st day do you shave and bring the karbanos. But if someone did that on the 30th day, we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo, like when it comes to Avelis, the seventh day of Avelis, we say the same thing, and therefore he on that 30th day he begins his second Naziris, and therefore Shemigaleach Hashini Yom Shishim. So then he would be able to do his Giluach, the concluding service of the Karbanos and shaving on the 60th day. The 60th day is the 31st day of his second Naziris. If in fact he made the mistake and ended his first Naziris and did his Giluach on the 30th day. Vim Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad. But let's say he did the Giluach, the shaving, the Karbonos, on the 59th day, which means he counted 30 days, but now didn't wait till the next day. He did the same mistake in the second Naziris that he did in the first Naziris. So Yatzah, he's going to be Yotzei D'Eved Sheyom Shloshim Ola Lo Min HaMinyan, which because the 30th day of the first Naziris count in both directions. That day counts as the first day of the second Naziris and the last day of the previous Naziris. And therefore, if he made this mistake on 60 minus 1 on day 59, so then he's going to, and he did the Giluach on that day on 59, we had made the same mistake twice, he's going to be Yotzei B'di'evet.